patient's name is Gabrielle Gundacker. First name Gabriele. Last name Gundacker. Date of birth is 6/27/1965. Date of service is 6/27/2022. History of present illness is 56-year-old female. Presents to the clinic complaining of upper back and lung pain. State she's been wheezing for the past 3 days. She did go to the standalone HCA Cleveland Hospital and had blood work and some swabs, x-ray done 3 days ago, but they did not give her any results and told her it was a viral infection and to just take over-the-counter medications. Patient is still feeling worse and wanted to be reevaluated. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current meds were discussed with patients, placed in chart, medical history, hypertension, and breast cancer, surgical history, tubal ligation, C-section times 3, right arm, social history, denies drugs or ETOH, but admits smoking, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 127 over 74, heart rate 70, respiratory 16, temp 97.7, O2 97. She weighs 146 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVD normal, range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations are even, pretty shallow. She does have wheezing, very coarse breath sounds that are diffuse. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANA times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COPD exacerbation, number 2, upper respiratory infection, number 3, bronchitis. Patient did have a 2-view chest x-ray in our office, and there is a questionable mass in her right lower lobe. We do think that she does need further workup and evaluation. We are requesting a medical record release from HCA Cleveland Hospital, which she did sign for. Patient will be given rosuvastatin shot in the office, and then she'll be given a Levaquin prescription as well as Medrol dose pack, albuterol nebulizer, and albuterol inhaler to go home with. Patient's x-ray also shows hyperinflation consistent with COPD exacerbation. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, I strongly encourage her to proceed to an emergency room. Otherwise, I do think she needs to follow up with a pulmonologist regarding this questionable mass in her right lower lobe. She agrees with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.